This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Say these things to you. I'm here, then I disappear from you. It's true. I love you like the desert loves the rain. Love you like alcohol loves pain. Love you like the morning loves sun. And I love you like one and one loves making one. Love you like the street life loves the night. Love you like lovers sometimes love to fight. Love it like hot oil loves to burn, and I love it like making love loves taking turns. So 1 minute's all I need to say these things to you. I'm here and I disappear from you. It's true, and I says, don't forget me. When I'm gone, oh no. Don't you let me be gone too long. I say, don't forget me. When I'm gone, oh no. Don't you let me be gone too long. And I say, 1 minute's all I need to say these things to you. I'm here, and I disappear from you. It's true, it's true, it's true. It's true, it's true, it's true. It's true, it's true, it's true.
You don't make the lie. We won't sleep tonight. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. For the first time in a month, I get to say, this is Chris Harrison. I am your co-executive producer for this evening. Because
yeah, the bitch is back, baby. I'm Jimmy Carper, and I'm the other guy. The other, what, co-executive producer?
Whatever titles are coming with this week.
Yeah, whatever. Well, we have producers, so we have to be executive producers or something. Anyway, it's nice being back. I think I've been gone about 6 weeks.
We'll find out when Fun Drive was.
One of my surgeries is just almost healed. Got the staples out this week. And the other surgery is closing up. It'll be another couple of weeks. I can't drive yet, but I'm getting out. I'm getting out there and doing fundraisers and whatever.
He was working the bars earlier.
Yes, I was.
Now, Jimmy, we had a lot of people were asking this one question about this. That bowel obstruction?
Yeah.
Gerbil, hamster, or guinea pig?
Ooh. You'll have to ask Dr. McBath.
You didn't get to keep it? You know, put it in a jar?
No. And you will want to ask Dr. McBath.
What do you mean put it in a jar?
He is really hot.
Oh
my God. I don't even know who, you know, I guess my regular doctor
wasn't in?
No, I had 5 doctors while I was there.
Oh.
And my regular doctor and 4 others doing I don't know what.
Well, they had enough hoses coming in and out.
Oh, did they? Did they ever? Plus, lungs deflated?
Collapsed,
yeah.
Wow.
So I had all of that going. It wasn't fun.
You had 5 doctors. You had one to do all the work and the other ones to stand around with a notepad going, mm.
No, they all came in to poke me, so to speak.
To poke you. Yeah, but you weren't taking pleasure in that kind of thing.
Oh, no. I was on lots of drugs.
And not the good kind.
So basically it was the 70s again for you.
All right, give me more of that. Whatever it was.
I have never done a lot of drugs. Actually, not since I was a teenager.
And okay, the 60s then.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I went for the 60s joke when he said he's a teenager?
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling well then.
I was a teenager in the 60s, yes. I'm an old fart.
Yeah, but I would have gone for an older joke.
Oh, know. I see. I see.
I guess I didn't mention the century, so I can go that way.
The old jokes never end.
They never do. But it's damn good to be back.
Yes, it is. It's his third event of the night, and he's still spry.
Yes, I am. I don't know that I'll last the whole night, but I'm going to give it a damn good try. So there. Now.
You go.
I don't, you know, I'm fresh from the hospital. I don't have any stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well, first of all,
I didn't bring ICOH stuff. But they'll be here next week.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have a bat signal to send up in case the Royals don't show.
That's right. That's right.
How about your colonoscopy? Oh, wait, that wasn't you.
No, that wasn't me. Yeah.
But that would have been fun.
No, it wouldn't have been.
The music you heard at the beginning of the show are two of the artists that will be performing here at the Pride Festival.
Oh, yeah. We have some good ones this year.
First one is Dylan Rice,
mm-hmm.
and we played The Lie from his album Wandering Eyes. And the second song was K.J. Denhart with She Loves You,
mm-hmm.
and that was from the CD Another Year Gone By.
They have really good openly gay and lesbian performers who are going to be at the festival. They have one closeted butthole and one really tired diva. I mean, she hasn't had a hit since the mid-80s.
Oh, good Lord.
Or a hit since she got in a car accident.
Yeah, the songs that are on the CD that JD provided us, they're the Straight Diva from the 1988 CD.
Mm-hmm. Told you.
And from the 1989 CD.
Oh, that late, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was CD, so, you know, it could be the re-release.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sort of thing. And, of course, as tradition, when any of us are gone for at least 2 weeks, the bitch is back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
From Elton.
I don't feel very bitchy. I just feel very grateful.
And we are, too.
I'm glad to be back. And hope to realize all of the calls that I received. Letters, cards, emails from folks that I didn't even know knew me.
Yeah.
It was really incredibly heartwarming. And Judy, of course, was playing...
Bulldog.
Yeah, yeah, because I, you know, if I'm sick enough to be in the hospital, I don't really want visitors. So she kept everybody away. It was wonderful, actually. She was incredible.
Something must be wrong with that board.
Okay.
We're getting phone calls.
Yeah, I see that.
Tons of them.
Praise me.
Yeah. Here. And David's in there answering them, right? Yeah, David's in there answering them. So, that's cool.
Well, keep them coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I'll be polite and not ask where they were.
They're all dry.
Wow. God, we've got four lines.
Pretty soon, folks, you're going to get a busy signal, so hurry up and call while you can.
That's incredible.
Are we going to actually be able to say the word bingo on this show? I know it doesn't happen during Pledge Drive, and I sure know it when we do the band or the choir tickets, but...
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, but honestly, I just couldn't believe all of the warm wishes that I received from folks while I was laid up.
Oh, wait, there's no computer out there.
It was just incredible, and I don't know, gave me a lot of energy.
Well, I can tell you, though, when we mentioned it at the Houston Council of Clubs meeting, everyone got quiet.
I know. I could,
on the balcony of EJ's, you know.
That's one of the ones that really surprised the hell out of me.
So, I mean.
And I've had people come up to me, I mean, leaders in the community, and tell me how great it is to see me out again. And
yeah, I mean, you were working the crowd hard over at Mary's.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So,
same thing over at the Jocks and Dresses show over at Rich's tonight. That was an incredible show. Incredible. It went from really bad drag to stuff that you would see on TV. It was so good.
And that was a benefit with the Montrose Softball League
kickoff party. That's right. And it was packed. And I was glad to see it. Because, you know, there was a door, door fee to get in. And then all the performers. And the way they they choose, the best is by the money that comes in while they're doing their performance. So...
Write a note.
Yeah, please. Write a note.
We do certainly hope you know how to write.
Oh. Can I feel you up where you're doing that?
He says as he's grabbing.
Okay. Fire Wolf?
Uh-huh. You can read.
Fire
Wolf. He wants to say hi.
But you've lost him.
Oh, he's on the line?
He's on the line.
Okay.
I'm going to put him on air.
Did he want to go on air?
Oh, ask him.
He probably doesn't.
All right, let me go into the... Why don't we do this? Let's go into the calendar stuff. And give some of the...
Go ahead, on air.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to push the magic button there?
Sure. The one on top.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
You are on the air.
And how are you guys doing this evening?
Just wonderful. How are you, Firewolf?
I'm doing okay. I wasn't sure if you'd remember me. I helped out with the young transgender segment for a while. Remember?
Yes. No, I didn't recognize the name, but I know your voice.
I didn't know you were in the hospital.
Oh yeah, for 2.5 weeks. It was pretty serious. I had an appendectomy that burst.
Ooh.
And then I had a bowel blockage. That was really awful, and they had to go in and fix that. So,
well, I wanted to call and check in because I haven't been up there in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know. Where have you been?
I've been stuck out in Pasadena.
Oh.
I haven't had a ride to come out.
Oh man.
Yeah. Plus, I lost my job at the airport, and I'm kind of getting everything back in order.
Well,
my car died.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I finally bought a car and it died, so.
Oh, well.
But I'm planning on, once I get it fixed, to start coming down there again and helping out. So.
Okay, good.
And I'm bringing friends with me.
Apparently, he
said he's met you.
Oh.
Goes by the name of Ernest.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. But Jimmy usually doesn't exchange names.
Let me give you a description.
Uh-huh.
Extremely goofy and with really strange sense of humor.
Yeah, that would be somebody I know.
Yeah, he's probably listening right now and laughing his butt off, because I know he listens all the time. Well, he's my coworker.
I'm not getting.
At my new job.
Good.
So once I get my car running, we'll both be coming down there.
Good. I'll be anxious to see both of you.
Well, I wanted to wish you good luck in the rest of your recovery and to
thank you.
Let everybody know that I'm still alive.
Okay.
So y'all have a good night, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Good night. Bye.
Huh? Hello, you're on the air?
Hello.
Hi, can you turn your radio down a little, please?
We're getting a little bit of feedback.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Jimmy?
Yes?
It's Eden.
Hi, Eden. Miss Eden, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm on the mend, and I had a six-week hiatus here, but...
Now, I'm a little, disappointed with this bowel obstruction. How many times have I told you lube is our friend? You know there's no such thing as too much lube.
I know. If I know what caused that, I would never do it again. I'll tell you.
Well, I'm delighted that you're back on the air.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to call and tell you I was thinking about you.
You have recently gotten married, haven't you?
Not yet married, but
okay.
Soon to be.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
For
yes,
those
yes.
of you out there who don't know, Miss Eden has been one of the many hosts for the Leather Line.
No, not me. I would never do anything like that.
Oh, yes, you would. And I've seen you do it.
Oh, I just... Yeah, yeah, I would have sent Sissy to the hospital to take care of you, too. if I could have arranged it, I would have had you your own personal maid there at the hospital taking care of you.
Oh, the nursing staff would have loved that.
I could see that now.
I think your guardian bulldog would have really been thrown for a loop with that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted you're back. Say hello, Chris, to you, too.
Hello.
And I miss you guys.
I miss you, too.
I hope I see you again soon.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that I was delighted to hear you're back.
Thank you.
So you take care of yourself. And
you, too.
You have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Night. There we go.
Okay.
They love you. Woo. I mean, they love you.
Wow.
My goodness, where is it?
Is Diane Rose here yet?
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
Not sure.
Okay.
Still got the calendar we're going to do.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Tomorrow on Sunday.
Sunday.
Not tomorrow. The following Sunday.
Following Sunday.
I'm getting on my...
Okay, that was a stretch.
This is what happens when I start going to these fundraising events. I get confused. I was technically...
Then we were on Fridays, and now we're on Saturdays again, and it's difficult.
It's the Danny Montrose thing, and I just got confused with being in Mary's. The Danny Montrose contest will be next Sunday, June 18th at 5 p.m. at Mary's, naturally.
Yes.
Hosted by Shameless Daddy of Montrose 2005.
That's right.
Along with past Daddies and Mothers of Montrose. Now, wait, isn't there an event tomorrow? The Mother's Day?
Jennifer what?
I think there's a Mother's event there.
From KPFT.
Okay. If you want to run for Daddy of Montrose, they have applications behind the bar over at Mary's, naturally.
Want to take a call in the middle?
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, great goodness. Is this Jimmy?
This is Jimmy.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How have you been?
I'm doing just fine. My show is still doing just fine. And bless Outsmart for listening us right next to you.
Oh. And your show is, for people who don't know...
Oh, pardon?
And your show is, for people who don't know...
Reach Out in the Darkness, of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we are now listed in Outsmart.
In cool.
The Out and About department.
Uh-huh.
I'm listed right after you on the radio.
Great.
And bless them. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine. I recently had some illnesses, and I'm over them, and I'm back, and everything's great.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Thank you.
I wasn't aware that you were ill.
I didn't advertise it.
Well, I mean...
Judy were terrible.
I was too busy. I was in pain, and they were giving me lots of morphine, so...
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but it didn't take away the pain, unfortunately.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it wasn't.
I was at the station last night. We had Beans Barton and the Bipeds on Fat and Rosie's Night Sounds.
No kidding.
Unplugged.
Yeah.
We had Beans with Susan Jackson and Jim Jackson, her on her usual assortment of endless instruments, and Jim playing the acoustic guitar, and they were as passionate and wonderful as usual. But I'd never heard Beans, Barton, and the Bipeds unplugged before, so we had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Cool.
And... Now, the last time I talked on your show, I had a long and interesting chat with Beth Richards.
Yes. Yes, and she has since moved to Dallas.
Oh, I thought she went to, Denver.
No. I'm not aware of that.
Well, that's what I had heard.
Oh.
Anyway, and my doctor has since retired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dr. Menard has retired.
Oh, yes. And there's this wonderful transgender woman now taking his place.
Well, actually, no, that was Dr. Biber.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. That was in the Colorado area.
Yeah, she's in Trinidad, Colorado.
That's right.
I saw her speak at the Transgender Unity Banquet.
Yes.
She was marvelous. If she'd have been practicing when I did my thing, I would have certainly gone to her. She was wonderful.
Yes, yes. Well, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, I just wanted to say howdy.
Well, thank you very much. And take care. When's your show on?
We're still doing the 3 to 6 thing. We've been on that time slot for, I guess about 3 years now.
3 to 6 what day?
Wednesday morning.
Good.
3 to 6.
Okay.
And we're now listed in Outsmart right after you.
Cool.
And supposedly, Tim Brookover tells me that we're going to be interviewed for the February edition.
Great.
Well, I am still Houston's only transgender lesbian radical feminist radio show.
I know.
I'm still it. And, well, you know, however, Reach Out in the Darkness has no political orientation nor does it have sexual orientation. We're strictly a music orientation.
Yeah.
And which is why we invite all people of any persuasion to join us for good music.
And it is good music. I've heard your show many times.
Thank you, James.
Okay. We got to go.
Bless you, and keep on rocking, my brother.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I outed Jennifer, actually. I didn't know she wasn't out, because she's so out in public.
Yes, but the microphones give you energy.
Yeah, exactly. And so she dealt with that, and we're still friends. I do have a little thing here for ICOH, and I can...
You got a big thing for ICOH.
I see. Well, yes. I can tell you this coming Monday, 7 p.m. is the Cartier's Cabaret and Show. Mary's proceeds for the travel fund. And that is a drag show and dinner. The dinner runs about $5, and it's usually all you can eat. And then they have a little show afterwards. It's kind of cool. And, of course, every Wednesday night is the Jukebox Show, starting at 9-ish. And it's different every week. You never know what to expect.
Yeah, I saw the ICOH earlier today. I have to say this out loud, but, you know, gingivitis.
Yes.
If she would have worn blue, I would have sworn Merlin was performing.
I know.
You know, with the red wig going out everywhere, uh-huh. You know, if it would have been a little bluer tint, just the face, it was the goatee, I was like, Merlin?
Yeah.
You grew a foot.
Ouch. And next Thursday, the 15th, steak night at the Ripcord. Put on from 5:30 to 8:30 by the Fire Dancers.
Yes.
That's always a good deal. And every weekend until June the 1st, July the 1st, is All Dressed Up over at Theater Suburbia. It's what happens when cross-dressers meet the Amish.
Yeah, I've got a little clip. I got a little the blurb on that.
It's funny and serious all at the same time. It's a very good show.
Horse buggy drag.
That's that's happening every Thursday, every Friday and Saturday nights at 8:30, Theater Suburbia, located at, I believe, 1430 West 43rd at Ella.
You know, I was just thinking.
Yeah?
You know, if the Amish were putting on a drag show, first of all, there'd be no bling.
No
glitter,
no
sequins.
No.
No CD player.
No.
So basically you're performing to a fiddle and a squeeze box.
Or a cappella.
A cappella works, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was some nice a cappella at the show earlier tonight. Was it Mr. September Breeze? The guy from Chicago.
September Frost.
Frost.
I think.
Something like that. Okay. September something. don't know.
He was
I mean, he was belting out the song.
This guy did not need a microphone. This was happening at the surprise show at Mary's. That happened at 9 o'clock. And the surprise was that Sir Corwin and Terry got married. Right there.
Yes.
On the stage. Married by Lloyd Powell. And his lover Robert escorted the bride. And Miss Gingivitis was the bridesmaid. And
Shameless was
the best man. Yes, because Shameless and Sir Kerwin are brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was very, very nice. Then they had a show to raise money for the Colt 45s, and they made, since I'm on the finance committee, I had to stay and count it. It was $516 on a little old show at Mary's. It was incredible. Incredible. Then, you know, in between acts, they would, like, cut the cake and auction off the bouquet of...
Yes, that was
of roses made out of feathers.
No roses were harmed in the production of this bouquet.
That's right. And
but a couple of chickens got choked.
Yeah, boy, did they. Whew, that was in the back later.
That should be happening about now.
Yeah.
there was nobody in the back when we were there.
And Lloyd Powell got the bouquet at $75, and I got the garter. But it's all money going to the Colt 45s, and it's a wonderful organization.
And even though it's going to the Colt 45s, it's actually going through the hands of the Colt 45s.
Through the hands
to the people.
Well, yes,
because
absolutely.
They don't hold on to a dime of that.
No, they don't. They don't.
So, some more calendar stuff. The Cost and Casualties of Silence, HIV/AIDS in the African American Community.
Yes.
Town hall meeting.
Yes, that was the one I had at home that I forgot to bring.
Which will be on June 27th, which is a Tuesday. She doesn't have the time in her email. There will be free HIV testing. I'm kind of stalling here while I open the poster. I don't like it when they attach a poster with all the information on it for me. It doesn't help me. Tuesday, June 27th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. 3826 Wheeler Avenue. Its entry is free and there's no RSVP required. The panel will discuss church leaders, community activists, and concerned citizens. The moderator will be council member Ada Edwards. Also, panelists will be Sheila Jackson Lee, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and Dina Gray is a PWA, community activist.
Okay.
So that's at Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church on Tuesday the 27th. You didn't cover the mic loud enough because I'm hearing my earphones.
Oops.
Something about them not being naked.
Yeah. And Alex is going to post for a calendar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we do.
By the time PT over here gets into the mood to do something like that, it'll be the 3000 calendar.
Now, he's going to get it out early this year.
No. PT.
Oh.
Prick tease.
Oh. Ooh.
Hey. That's Cactus Pete, not Prick Tease.
Yes, I know.
Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History.
Yes.
Why don't you spell out GLBT? It will really just kill the length of that name. Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgendered History, in conjunction with the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Community Center.
Well, that's our official name.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Yes.
Presents the Lesbian and Gay History of the World, Volumes 1 and 2, performed by Jade Esteban Estrada, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 20th and 21st of June, 1415 California, at 7:30 p.m. Icons is a solo musical comedy that tells the story of LGBT experience through the voices of Sappho, Michelangelo, Oscar Wilde, Gertrude Stein, Sylvia Rivera, and Ellen DeGeneres.
That's Icons 1.
Icons 1.
That will be on Tuesday. Now, that's the same show he did last year.
And then following up with that is Icons 2 with Alexander the Great, Queen Christina of Sweden, Susan B. Anthony, Billie Jean King, Harvey Milk, and Mark Bingham.
Yes.
Tickets are $15 per performance. You can get your tickets at the GCAM website, which is gcam.org, or contact Judy at 713-692-8735.
Now, and if you buy your tickets by the 15th, you can go get tickets for both performances for $25. Knock $5 off of that.
Oh.
So, you have to do it by the 15th. There's PayPal on the website if you can do that.
Mama's Steppin' Out.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, June 17th, featuring Blanche DeBry, Gingivitis, A Lot of DeBry, and Eartha Quake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are big girls.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking
There's about no crying earlier. In that show.
Well, no, they're not all big.
I think there's a shower curtain I had that looked like that one.
Ouch.
The yellow sun print.
Oh, yeah.
I love the 70s bathroom decor. I see avocado tile with that. Saturday, June 17th at 8 p.m. at Mary's Naturally. Join us for an entertaining evening with the grand return of the ever-popular Mother's Scepter. A.K.A. a toilet brush with bling.
Ooh.
Special guest co-host Ms. Michaels, Outpost, such as Sarah and the Sojalanders.
Yeah, Sarah and the Showlanders.
Showlanders.
She's got big Showlanders.
Yeah, they were fighting over it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, wow.
Toilet brush with bling.
Yeah, well, that's the mother of Montrose Scepter. What do you expect?
I can't read the small print, and you know it's all for charity. So
oh yeah, absolutely.
It does.
It's just in the small part there. Copra Productions is hosting a royalty show for any and all past, current, or future royalty. I just threw in the future. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a bar title or community title, you're welcome to perform. This will be on June 17th at 7 p.m. at Keys West. More information, you can get it there at the bar. Don't forget, if you are graphically designed and want to be able to say you've done something in the community, the Houston Council of Clubs is holding the contest for the pin and poster for Louis 2007.
Wow, already?
Yeah. In fact, it's going to... because July 19th is the cutoff.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's July 19th, and then the following week is going to be the unveiling
mm-hmm.
of the pin and poster.
Okay.
So, it has to have it in by the July 19th meeting. You can bring it in at the July 19th meeting, which is over at the 611, if I remember correctly, is the July meeting. For more information, go to Louis Weekend. That's L-U-E-Y weekend.com. And you can download all the requirements. You have to have comedy and tragedy masks.
Mm-hmm.
Either the phrase Louis or the word Louis or the phrase Let Us Entertain You, 2007 or 34. Yeah, 34. And say Houston, Texas on it.
Okay.
And you do the pin or the poster or both. And you can also see some samples of what the other ones have looked like in the past for inspiration. Okay, here's the thing about All Dressed Up and Nowhere to Go. What happens when you mix an Amish family, a group of guys who want to dress like Barbie, a rundown Howard Johnson's, and a snowstorm? Those who say politics makes for strange bedfellows, you never saw the Houston premiere, but you'll agree when you do. Just about every night, I think somebody is having a fundraiser part for it.
That was last Thursday.
It was last Thursday. Well, there was other people that had ones, too, I thought.
Oh.
I just have the one here. I remember seeing a couple different times on there. There's Suburbia, 1410 West 43rd
okay, 1410
Street.
1410 West 43rd.
Near Ella. You can go to Theatra Suburbia.
Theatre.com
and
Theatra, yeah. T-R-E.
Stick the nose in the air, it's an R-E. Yeah. All Dressed Up and Nowhere to Go is a dark comedy with a twist.
Oh, yeah.
We hate that phrase. Only vodka comes with a twist.
No, no.
By Catherine Filot. Trelux. I don't know. She's got an X in the name. It looks French. Directed by Judy Reeves. Assistant director Bill Reed. Like I said, I got that information on there. I think I got one more. Another theater production. Nope, there's not that. Lawrence v. Texas commemoration.
Oh.
3 years legal.
Yes, that's on God the 26th.
God, hasn't sex gotten boring since then?
That's on the 26th.
It's not as fun to the threat of the legal.
Yes, the Houston GLBT Community Center will be hosting a reception marking the third anniversary of Lawrence v. Texas on June 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Baring & James Gallery.
Oh.
805 Road Place, Suite 500.
Where the hell is that?
I don't know. They're hosting a couple of different things with the community center lately. Yeah. The event is open to the public. Some individuals involved with the case, as well as local political figures, will be joining them. For details, call 713-524-3818 or go to the website HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org for more details.
I'll do that.
There's probably something in OutSmart. Knowing Tim.
Yeah.
Has this happened yet? No. June 14th. We're not there. Loosely Lysistrata.
Mm-hmm.
The show is based loosely on Astrophanes' great Greek comedy Lysistrata, but with a gay twist. Lysistrata in the original devises a plan to stop fighting between Sparta and Athens in ancient Greece. She convinces the women of Greece to withhold sex from their husbands until they stop fighting. In this version, Lysistrata is a lesbian activist,
mm-hmm.
and while the women do barricade themselves in the Acropolis, the anti-war plan is failing. That is, until the gay men of Greece come up with their own scheme to relieve the suffering soldiers.
Ooh.
Hi, boys.
And that's on Wednesday, June 14th at 7:30, and it's going to be over at Stages Repertory Theater.
Wow.
At 3201 Allen Parkway.
Yeah.
Proceeds from the benefit will be going to the Montrose Counseling Center.
Oh, good.
Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You can get it over at the Montrose Counseling Center over at 701 Richmond Avenue.
And what date is that again?
That is Wednesday, June 14th at 7:30. I think, yep, that's all my stuff.
Okay. Let's play some music.
Let's play some music. I brought out one of your favorite artists.
Oh, good.
I don't know why.
I know who it is.
Well, who else would it? Well, you can.
Jay Spears. I love that CD. I love every song on it.
Well,
you love everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe I'll just flip. You don't love them all. You only highlighted 4 out of the 11.
Well, I couldn't highlight all of them, and those were my best favorites.
He couldn't highlight all of them because then he couldn't have a favorite song from the CD.
Well, right.
Everybody's got a favorite.
4 out of 7. I mean, my God, the Republicans got a better rating in the amendment battle than he did.
Oh, just like play the damn thing.
Aren't you glad you're back with me?
Oh, yeah.
This is After Hours. Queer.
Radio with Attitude.
I like Mike. What's not to like?
We like Mike. What's not to like?
He's the best darn thing to come down the pipe in a good long while. I like Mike. He plays hardball. That's my Mike.
He's always playing hardball.
That's my Mike. Got the leather, got the lumber. He's a true all-star. A permanent pirate in his muscle car. He's always playing hardball. That's my Mike.
He's always playing hardball.
That's my Mike. I like Mike. What's not to like?
We like Mike. What's not to like?
He's the best darn thing to come down the pike in a good long while. I like Mike. Mike's got an attitude bordering on gratitude.
He's got an attitude.
The big boys makes them all cocky. Mike holds his own because he's short, but he's stocky. He's got an attitude bordering on gratitude.
Mike's got an attitude. Give the guy some latitude.
I like Mike. What's not to like?
We like Mike. What's not to like?
He's the best darn thing to come down the pipe in a good long while. I like Mike. Mike doesn't chew because I asked him not to.
He doesn't chew because it's what you asked him not to do.
He asked me to dance, but I sat it out. Mike got the hint and he spat it out. He doesn't chew because I asked him not to.
Mike doesn't chew because it's what
what you asked him not to do.
I like Mike, what's not to like?
We like Mike, what's not to like?
He's the best darn thing to come down the pipe in a good long while. I like Mike.
All three or four, three.
I like Mike.
Attitude, gratitude.
What's not to like?
Permanent pirate.
That's my Mike.
Awesome or all-star.
What's not to like?
Bat it out, bat it out.
I like Mike.
Ball player, boyfriend.
What's not to like?
Boy player, ball friend.
That's my Mike.
Ball player, boyfriend.
What's not to like?
He's the best darn thing to come down the pike in a good long while.
I like Mike.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. On my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching, if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and I'd think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I'd deserve you, I'd be even worthy of you, if I only had a brain. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human, if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and oh so sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows, if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony, above a voice sings low. We're forever Romeo. I hear a beat, ah, how sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, I would lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart. Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy, without the bim and boy. But I could change my habits, never more be scared of bunnies, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying, I'm just a dandelion, it's a fate I don't deserve. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. Oh, I'd be in my stride, a king down to the core. Oh, I'd roar the way I never roared before. And then I'd whoop, and I'd whoop some more. I would show the dinosaurus who's king around the forest, a king they better serve. Why, with my regal visa, I could be another Caesar, if I only had the nerve.
Take back all the love that you ever gave out. Well, I am ready to dance. Where did the music go? I'm out here on my own and I'm scared as hell. Seems unsafe and everyone changes side. Well, you are bleeding. Don't forget what you're fighting for. Claim what is rightfully yours.
Again, did I?
Give me your heart. think of my loneliness. Poor man, no angel of me. Chissà tu a chi da suona.
This is listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 down on Galveston, and always you can find us on the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Music in there that we put in there. We start off with Jay Spears, I Like Mike, followed up by Music Bear with If I Only Had a Brain. Going to finish writing the title out on my little list here, so eventually when I do start posting these again, I have all the information. I almost spelled it out. I don't know if I only had a Brian. No, that works too. Everyone could use a Brian. Gregory Douglas with Where Did the Music Go? And that last one was Jason and DeMarco with The Italian Song. I've heard people like that more when he sings in Italian. Couple of cute boys, partners alleged, as far as I know, partners in life, partners in music, and contemporary Christian singers, trying to get a little more popish. This is After Hours. I don't have a clue where Diane Rose is. If you know, hey, give us a call. We'd love to find out where she's at, but she's not here. What CD is in there? Oh, I love finding things. Everyone stepped into the other room, so they left me alone. We'll try and gather some people together for some roundtable discussions. We'll see if we can find some stuff here. Play a little John Stewart for you a little bit later. John Stewart versus Bill Bennett. Interesting little discussion about gay marriage and such. Let's just grab this CD. Let's just reach in and grab and find something. This is Pride Month, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. We are, just two hot and sweaty weeks from when we come in here stinking of all the fun we had out on the parade route. That's only a single. Okay. You'll find Jimmy will be on the will be with the KPFT contingency. Somehow he'll be getting himself into there, and I'm not sure where I'm going to be at yet. But look for that, and we'll give you some ideas of what's coming up in Pride, because it's that time of the year. And so we'll go with a song called Pride. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
Society 1903. Sigmund Freud's Vienna's hype identifies a homotype, the intermediate sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea. Hello there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and reaches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays in high society. Harlem and Chicago fights, Leopold and Lowe. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. After hits the Broadway stage, the big tin cat moves all the rage and the loneliness appears on the sands. Pushing red lights, crystal night. Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50s, Keen, McKinsey, shake the cocktail scene. James Dean, Madison, Doris Day, and Harry B. Donald Webster, Corey Wright, Joe McCarthy, picks a fight. J. Edgar Wright, well, shame on you. What else do you plan to do? Daughters of Belitis form, and we have our naked lunch in Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the picnic scene, Jackie's in her Cassini, Vatican II, and something's coming soon. Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time, and over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Stonewall Bar, men in blue, heads were broken, bottles flew out of the bars and into the streets. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. It's been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Boys in the band played the fiddler, sang those bathhouse days. Lance Loud, gay and proud, Oscar Wilde bookstore, Sister George Doonesbury, Tales of the City, Anita Bryant, Village People, Studio 54, Harvey Milk, Rough Trade, Aaron Fricks, Prom Date, Grid, Torchon Trilogy, Boy George, and GMHC, HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally says the word, Bowers versus Harvey's heard. Barney Frank, AIDS, Quilt, Act Up, Randy Schultz, Queer Nation, Maple Floor, Phase ET, Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, HX, Cyber Sex, March on DC, Greg Louganis, Selfie, John George Michael, what is going on? Lilith Fair, Rowdy Girl, Spend a Day at Disney World, Poonan, and Scare the Mick the Case, Ian Ellen, Will Embrace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride. It's been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide.
Okay. Let's see if a little rubbing will help that CD. Actually, I know it's not going to help the. So there's two types of quality of song, you know. There's static and all that other type of quality, and then there's the quality of the actual words and lyrics and music. And I know I can't help the second, but let's see if we can work on the former. Come on! Let's see if that's going to help it any. I don't think so. I'm going to try. That song's not worth
it. What the hell was that?
It was one that it has your name on the CD for Jimmy Carper. So many colors in the homo rainbow.
Oh. There's only one real... I think there's only one song on there that I liked.
I had two.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, that was the Moist Boys with Dean singing I'm Gay and I'm Proud.
Okay. They recorded it in his bathroom, is that it?
I don't know. Even the silicone's rejecting the song.
Oh, well.
It's that bad!
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stick this in. Stick it in!
In the meantime, coming on Lifetime...
Television for Women and
Yes,
Gay Men.
A new original movie based on the true story premieres 8 p.m. Monday, June the 19th. It's called A Girl Like Me, the Gwen Arugo story, about a transgendered woman, a girl, actually, who was killed by a couple of guys.
Yeah, that was
after they found out that she really wasn't, she didn't have female parts. And, they were convicted. It took a while.
Washington, wasn't it?
It took a while.
I remember back. That was back.
I think it was in New Mexico.
That case was back when.
And Gwen's mother has been a spokesperson now for transgender activism.
Anyway, we even have big transgender news here in Houston. We're about ready to have a transgendered cop.
Yes, I read that.
Yeah, so
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I had some questions about that, though, because she's been taking hormones now for only 4.5 months. And normally, you have to live as a woman for a full year before you can have...
They did say on the one report that it's going to be a year before the surgery.
Yes. You have to live as a woman for a year before you can have the surgery.
And I think this, the officer hasn't been doing the... The dressing as a female during the job, so now by coming out, he'll be able to
do that.
Go to meter maid.
Meter maid?
Female cop.
Oh, he's doing things on the computer and I don't understand it all.
We were talking about a cop becoming female.
Okay.
Meter maid. I was trying to see if... Got any other people sending me information about wanting to get their music on the show?
Oh.
And we could just risk and download some of the songs.
You bet.
Yeah, who cares what they say?
No, I feel like it's a music night tonight.
Yeah. We need something. Yeah, but like I said, eventually here we'll gather in a group here and we'll do some... We'll do a little chat.
Okay.
I'll pull up that.
That will be coming on around 3-ish?
2:30-ish, 3-ish,
okay.
Whenever. So I'll pull up that John Stewart, Bill Bennett discussion that we had there. If you want to get a preview of it and figure out what we're going to be showing, if you are over the age of 18, go to queerclick.com. If you are not 18 or older, go to yourtube.com.
YouTube?
YouTube?
It's YouTube.
YouTube.
The videos?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Oh. Okay, let me... I want to play this other CD real quick. And
okay.
I'll read this email. I hadn't had a chance to read it. Someone sent me a... I had posted a thing saying, hey, if you want to be able to say you got radio play?
Mm-hmm.
And,
I heard you play that Bob Hartman.
Bob Hartman?
Isn't that what you played?
Bob Newhart.
Oh, you played Pride.
Yeah.
Pride, okay.
Yeah, and we like music of, openly queer artists or openly queer lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Give it up, PT.
Okay, the more you call me that, the more I'm going to do it from now on. How
okay. Gee, I don't know how you can do it anymore.
Actually, you know, I don't actively try to do it.
Oh. It just comes naturally.
I guess so. Mm.
Yeah, so we love to hear music. Mm-hmm. You can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or the old traditional snail mail.
There you go. 419 Lovett Boulevard, LOVETT. Love TT. Ooh, Houston, Texas, 77006. Not just a zip code, but a life.
I hear a little gas there, Jimmy. You burping?
Yes. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, this is... Ooh. Okay.
I've been in the hospital. Give me a break.
All right, so I'll play this other music and see if I can hear what this stuff's about. It's okay. Electronica music.
Oh, cool.
Canadian electronica music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. let me push this little button and we'll be back. After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
Without you, man, I thought it was nothing. Take me away. Only everything for us.
Well, that ended a little quicker than I thought.
Oh, that's a shame. Because you were looking for some special kind of stuff.
Yeah, there it is.
Ah.
We had to go to the clean site to get it.
Oh, I see. And what did we hear?
What did we? It's not working. That last group, I can't tell you the name of them.
Was that that...
Shiting Glitter.
Shiting Glitter. Or S-H-I, your vowel of choice, T-T-I-N-G, glitter.
Hmm. You know, that's funny because I read a history of the Cockettes.
Yes.
While I was in San Francisco, I just got back from San Francisco, and Allen Ginsberg was talking about how he had had an affair. He was quoted, he had an affair with Hibiscus, one of the founders.
Oh, really?
And he said the only problem was that there was glitter all over everything, and you'd get it in your teeth, and it'd be on your butthole, and it'd be everywhere.
Yes, they did love glitter.
So the Cockettes literally did do that with
Yes,
glitter.
They did. They did.
Like the title of that that song.
I guess we're not going to be able to play it.
Oh.
Oh. And what was it?
It's yeah, try Mozilla. Bill Bennett, former Secretary of Education.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
Bill Bennett.
Yeah,
William Bennett.
Yeah, I know the name.
Yeah, he wasn't former Secretary of Education.
And this relates to music and the game.
Well, he just wrote a book, you know, like all right-wing Republican pundits do.
Yeah,
and he was on the Daily Show,
mm-hmm.
and they were discussing gay marriage.
Ah,
and Jon Stewart kind of took him to task.
Oh, really?
Very good.
So that was the Jon Stewart thing you were looking for.
Yeah. And for some reason, the computer is not...
Is not responding.
Something, it's... I get the same problem with mine now, but my computer is old.
But you didn't say it, you don't know exactly how he took it.
No, I actually watched it at home, and I was going to play it for our audience. Because, you know, we love playing videos here on the
show. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
It's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, we played Fred Phelps 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah.
Two of his lovely little video clips.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for his grandson to make a video.
And his online website?
Oh, what the videos that we're playing was he apparently feels the need to explain what his signs mean.
Oh,
as if they're not clear enough.
Well, you know, he goes into a little bit further of what, you know, why does he say Bush is a fag pimp?
Ah, yes.
You know, exactly why does you know? Thank God for IEDs.
IEDs.
Improvised explosion devices.
Oh, great.
That's the new name for pipe bombs and Molotov cocktails and...
yeah, you know, they have to get a PC name.
Well, yeah, it's just more inclusive.
Whatever.
You know. So they're... we played a couple of his clips, then we had, of course, that wonderful little masturbation... The clip we played for in honor of National Masturbation Month.
Is all of May. And
which, of course, we forgot about until the end of May.
Yeah, and I wasn't in any condition to...
participate?
Right.
Think about that.
They even had a webcamming of it.
Ooh.
There was a large...
A large...
Whack-in of that, apparently, you can call it.
Whack-off.
In San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Gigi would say it, probably a Jack and Jill off.
Yeah. Men and women?
Yeah. There was a men's section, a women's section, and a couple's section.
Okay. Huh.
But part of it, even in the couple's section, you weren't supposed to... Touch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there was fundraisers involved. You know, I think it was maybe a stamina category, you know, how long could you last until.
Whoa.
Or then there was another one which was quantity.
For weeks.
But yeah, and they were webcamming. They had you could either be on the floor and they had a proctor there to make sure you were following all the rules.
Uh-huh.
And then they had an on stage area that they were webcasting, and I didn't find out about that until after the webcast aired.
Damn.
So did it have to be like a continuous erection or something? What was the parameters of
I didn't go into the
stamina.
Rules. I didn't go into the I didn't go deep into the rules, but you know, it was intriguing. Some of the music we played there, we had, if I can remember what we played, Josh Zuckerman, Out From Under. Shiting Glitter we played Hello. The Curse, I believe.
Hello.
Can you queer me now? Can you queer me now? Oh. Jimmy's trying to answer the telephone.
He hasn't quite figured out how to operate one of those yet.
That's The Curse. We played Scandal, which we played... I don't know, which... I played Afterlife. So hard to keep track when I'm not paying attention.
Play it because you can't install Flash.
Oh, darn. But we'll get on to something else here and kick back and punt. We'll figure out what we're going to do. This After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. We're going to shift into some other gears here soon. I'm going to play a little music here for you. I killed your mic because we could hear you in there.
Oh, sorry.
Can you queer me now?
I can queer you anytime you'd like.
So we're going to play from last.
He's an expert.
We're going to play from last year's Pride Parade.
Yes.
And an artist who will be here performing Icons 1 and 2.
Oh, Jade Esteban Estrada.
Yeah, I found one of the CDs that I hadn't broken.
Oh, cool. Which what's got?
Walking Away.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that we can play. Which is one of the CDs from JD who gave us. So. Yeah, no, I accidentally, I didn't do it. The CD just broke.
Oh.
I don't know how in the world it happened. The CD fell out and has a notch in it.
That takes some doing, yeah.
I know. I was impressed.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it looks like I had to go in with scissors, and I swear I didn't use scissors.
Okay.
So, this is all we have of Jade right now.
Sure you didn't.
Should we play music?
Yes, please.
Or just smack PT around.
No, Jade Esteban Estrada, who will be here on the 20th and 21st, Tuesday and Wednesday, doing Icons 1 and 2 at 1415 California Street. Tickets are $15. But if you go to the GCAM website, that's the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History, you can get two tickets for $25.
You know, a lot of the media people, you have the most beautiful media people in the entire world here. Speaking of which, there's Jimmy Carver from After Hours. Nice big round of applause for him, because you know, without people like that, you wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
Hey. I don't want to hurt you anymore. I don't want you to cry. When something new is born inside, something else must die.
You know who you are, and you know they're your friends, they're your family members, but I'm telling you right now,
Aaron here at Houston Pride 2005. You only got one life, la vida es muy corta. You gotta come out and be who you are. Am I right or am I right? I'm walking away, yeah. Walking alone, chasing dreams that burn inside me. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go out into your families, into your schools, into your workplace, walking away. And find out who you are. Because until you walk out that door, you ain't never gonna know.
Do. States, the President of the United States, the President of the United States wants to, the President of the United States wants to, the President of the United States wants to, be non-menacing. The President of the United States wants to, be non-menacing. The President of the United States wants to, be non-menacing to suburbia.
Like that.
Yeah, I'll have to get down, get the rest of his music in there. The artist is called Ramp, and that song was called Flutter.
Mm-hmm.
That name just for some reason kind of, yes, just seemed cutesy enough to me to pick that. Canadian artist.
I assume he's queer.
Yes.
Good.
Well, he better be.
Yeah. I was just saying, it's amazing how much queer music there is these days.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful, you know, and
yes,
maybe since, you know, Elton has such a long career and Rufus hasn't suffered for being,
mm-hmm,
out for
that's
day
right
one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe record companies won't be as hesitant about, you know, backing people of varied sexual orientation.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah, well, yeah, what this, the reason of how I got this.
Because there's so much talent.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to... to click
and
on.
You know, now through, because of computers,
mm-hmm,
a lot of artists who couldn't afford,
right,
to put out a lot of CDs,
mm-hmm,
can sell their stuff over the internet.
And that's how this musician got in.
Yeah,
I got in touch with him through a LiveJournal,
mm-hmm,
community group that I'm a member of, and I put out a thing saying, "Hey, you know, calling all musicians."
Sure.
If you want, you know, all we're asking for is queer music. You know, either openly openly gay artists or openly gay lyrics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't drop the F-bomb.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a queer presence on MySpace?
Yes.
Yeah, After Hours is on it.
We've got an After... And J.D. Doyle has a queer music heritage, and he's got a ton of queer musicians that are linked on him.
Oh, my God, yes.
People have been, like, really after me to put my art and my poetry and
yes, absolutely,
and
you should do that.
On MySpace, so I think I'm going to do it.
Okay, here's the artist... He's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I see he's got a real picture on here. Oh, show everybody.
The drawing looks like Edgar Allan Poe a little bit.
Click on that.
Okay.
I guess there's his picture.
There he is.
Oh. So, this is one way of trying to get some more people's music out there. And, you know, this is one who asked, you know, specifically.
It's kind of a cross between. The porno star that's been around forever, the straight porno star.
Ron Jeremy
and
oh,
Kevin Smith, the director of Clerks. He looks like a cross between those two.
Wow.
Ow.
Wow, you're actually pretty good.
Good. But I mean, the goatee and the long dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I hope he doesn't hear that part of that. He's also going to figure out, where are they finding these pictures of me at?
I wonder if he makes whoopee like Ron Jeremy.
Mm.
Yeah, is it true? I heard Ron Jeremy could literally just hold it off and then, like, you know, did this, like, whole count backwards from 10 thing and then just boom on command, you know?
Yeah.
Just about.
That's acting.
Just about, yes.
Yeah, that's...
That's why he was in demand for so long, even though he gained a whole lot of weight.
Huh. Yeah,
so...
Because he has a very large member. And has a lot of control with it.
I've not actually seen it.
And back in the old days, he was able to...
How did you miss it? There was a point where you couldn't avoid it, no matter how you
wanted
it.
I don't watch a lot of old porn.
Actually, I have a film, a very old film, early 70s, where Ron Jeremy was in it, and he was thin.
And he was able to... And
it's like the dinghy of death.
Yeah.
And because of how long ago when he was the thinner and that, and his ability, he didn't even need someone to help him. He was able to perform a solo.
Did not need a fluffer.
Yeah, he fluffed himself. That's what I'm trying to say. He was able to bend himself into a corkscrew.
Gotcha.
But unfortunately, I can't get the Jon Stewart video to come
up. Man.
Paraphrase it. What was the gist of it?
It was a lot of discussion on, going through, why are you saying that this isn't allowed? Of course, Bill Bennett kept using the slippery slope, and Jon Stewart said, don't use the slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this is going to lead to polygamy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they go off on that.
He says, don't do this.
And that's ridiculous.
And he said, and Jon Stewart turned around and said, let's turn the slippery slope around. If you don't approve this, then when's the government going to say, you can't marry this person because they're a different race?
Mm-hmm.
Or, a different, they're not the right religion.
And I mean, really, what is... if you want to do polygamy, what really is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can afford all those wives.
I mean, granted, with the fundamentalist religion enforcing all these weird things around polygamy, but the idea itself is not a bad idea necessarily.
True.
I mean, I've kind of enjoyed watching that show on HBO that has to do with the...
I haven't seen that.
Well, I keep... the downside is there's all these rumors that were saying at the beginning that the eldest son of the family
might come out.
He was sucking face on that one girl.
Well, because one of the main writers is gay.
Yeah, and it's HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Exactly, yeah.
It's not just TV. But the thing is that HBO is so weird with their stuff. You watch enough HBO specials and all that, and they've got all those shows having to deal with, sex, real sex, on TV and all that.
Mm-hmm. And or things like Oz, where there's lots of frontal nudity.
Six Feet Under was so well done.
Oh, yeah,
but see,
absolutely.
A lot of those specials like that, you don't see... I mean, Oz did show... Quite often they'll show a shot of a frontal nudity.
But it wasn't like just to show it.
Yeah.
No.
It was part of whatever, but, it was part of the scene, the text.
But all of the documentary type programming that they do on there, you know, Real Sex.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the one where they show you, they take you to a Nevada whorehouse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, even their fake shows that they had about a whorehouse in Beverly Hills, you know, you never saw full frontal nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to see their recent documentary they did, Baghdad ER,
right,
featured full frontal nudity.
Oh, really?
Like on the operating table?
Or? Not the operating table. They brought in, at one point they had brought in three members of the armed forces that were injured.
Mm.
One of them ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the first couple of shots they had, one of the military guys was completely uncovered on a stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're trying to work on it, and the camera angle is from down low.
Oh.
And it was like, it was not like it was zoomed in, it's kind of like the cameraman said, oh my god, I saw it, and then, you know, they,
yeah,
they quickly, but you know, they pixelate all sorts of crap on other things.
I know.
I was surprised, because I mean, and I'll admit, I actually watched it because of that, because I looked on the HBO, when I looked at to see when the show was going to be on, I was curious to see the entire show.
Uh-huh.
And they explained this is rated TV MA for blah, blah, blah. And I expected the adult content, the
sure,
adult language, and the yeah, violence. And when I saw nudity, I'm like, what?
Hmm.
And it was surprising. Like I said, it was surprising to see. And I'm surprised I haven't heard the outrage.
It's a shame. Yeah.
Well, it's HBO.
It's a shame that that's how it's there.
And it was, I mean, you like know, I said, I it mean, was... It was
God
a strange thing.
Be presented yeah, for in a fun situation.
Yeah, I mean, you don't show a penis.
Well,
know,
they've had Queer as Folk. No, they didn't show nudity, but
and the closest you saw in Queer as Folk was
somebody's rump.
Yeah, somebody's rump, and you could see his testicles when he was climbing out of
know,
bed.
The thing is,
well, the thing of it is, it's because it was a queer show.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they if they got any flack, it didn't bother them because they kept the show on.
Yeah. And I,
they were afraid
I
to
really
go through
was,
with it at first.
I think 6 Feet Under is one of the best things that's ever
oh, yeah,
on TV, ever. And I think at this point, the way they explored the relationship between the two men and this gay son's coming out and then his relationship with his lover and
mm-hmm,
the way they came and went and the problems that they had and they adopted kids and then they were pretty realistic about the problems that cropped up about that. To me, that was landmark and that was much more important in terms of middle America and just America in general understanding that gay people are just just people.
Yeah.
Just another type. They're just people with very similar concerns.
Yeah.
And I think that's more important as to whether they showed their peepees or not.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not saying it wouldn't be wonderful, but, you know.
But no, I mean, like I said, it was something that...
I'm not going to... You know, if they get around to showing full frontal nudity, great, but that's not why I watch
yes,
yeah, HBO.
But, I mean, like I said, it was just something
I
that
watch
I...
watch it because they do great production.
They do.
The Elizabeth
they do.
Was incredible. They yeah, do wonderful stuff.
But like I said, it was just something that I saw that, and I was kind of like, what in the... I mean,
is that
you know, they pixelate on autopsy,
yeah,
so you don't see.
Yes,
when
isn't
doing
that crazy?
That. But you know, here it was. It's not like we're talking about something live or something. You know, we just quickly threw this together. This was several months ago.
I don't know if maybe they do that because that type of thing also gets shown on PBS or something.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, they've shown birth
when they pixelate
the
stuff.
Giving birth, like there it is coming.
Yeah.
Right out of the womb.
Wow. Yeah. They went from that to that.
You know, live on TV. So I mean, that's maybe it has to do with the medical thing. You know, that it's
well, they,
maybe
they,
supposed
they,
to be more clinical simply because it's in a
but when they show the reenact, when they show actual autopsy
mm-hmm,
on their documentary series
mm-hmm,
Autopsy, they pixelate
they pixelate out everything, yeah.
Interesting.
On those parts.
Maybe this is just their great leap forward and they're testing the waters to see
yeah,
if there was a backlash.
HBO,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's pay TV. It's subscribe.
But the fact is
yeah,
they don't
they
show
don't
it on their
it
other things.
This
was
the
one
time
that they showed. So, I mean, the one thing I'm thinking of what it was is they were figuring, you know, if we pixelate something, people are going to think we're hiding something. That could be the only thing I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, it flashes on a couple of times, and then he has a sheet covering it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, this is related but different. Are you done with that topic?
Do you think that it may have something to do with the person just being dead?
I couldn't tell, actually, from the video.
Oh,
if,
well, look, they did it on autopsy, too.
Well, that's what I mean on autopsy.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
well,
you're right.
I mean, there would have to be, you have to have clearances even to show, to cover the story on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to have a clearance on that. But if you're going to use that, I don't remember, I can't tell, because like I said, there were three soldiers that came in at the same time. If the one that they showed is...
The one who died?
The one who died.
Well, but when they showed it, he was alive.
Well,
technically, he was being worked on.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's hard to say what that was. But we do have to tell you, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 on Galveston, and always on the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And if you want you want to take a peek at our music list...
I haven't been updating it while you're
going. Oh, no.
I've got them listed down. It's just, it was a little crazy during the time when I was left alone in here.
Yes, I can imagine.
To be trying to do HTML programming at night, and I haven't caught up yet.
Okay. Well,
anywho, it's myspace.com/afterhourskpft.
Yes.
Yes.
myspace.com/afterhourskpft, and we'll get that back up and running, and so you can find out, and I'll see if I get some links to show you where you can get the music that we heard just now there. Ramp.
Because the beauty of it is, when you can, you just click on the artist's name and go to their site.
Yeah, if I can find an artist site.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why it takes a little longer. If I just threw the names up there, I could do it while we're here. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just, for any of you who know HTML programming, it's, even with doing cutting and pasting, it's a little time-consuming and a little crazy.
Yeah. Insert line breaks and things like that.
Okay.
So I cheat with line breaks. Even that's even part of the...
That's actually cheating. I don't like doing things that way.
But what I was going to say is, when I was in San Francisco, I went to the Different Light Bookstore. Yeah, they're on Castro Street.
Yeah.
And I came across a book called At Ease, Navy Men of World War II.
Wow.
It is the sexiest book I have ever seen. There's just a little bit of frontal nudity, but it's all these Navy men laying all over each other, grooming each other, doing whatever. It's that all-male camaraderie, that whole thing that Gore Vidal talks about in his memoirs, and other people, I've read other references about how there wasn't gay per se back then. There wasn't, like, identified that way.
Right.
And so things were a lot more fluid. And when everybody was away during World War II, they really, all those guys fell in love with each other. And the lines got very blurry as to how that was expressed. And these pictures, whoever took them... I mean, the pictures are by, the photographers are identified by numbers, so they don't know exactly who took them, but they're great photographs, and I don't know if it's online somewhere, but At Ease, Navy Men of World War II, some of the sexiest, most beautifully well-taken pictures I have ever seen.
Well, I think you see that a lot.
It's so homoerotic.
Yeah, I think you see that a lot in almost any war, because it's the idea that we may be dead tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. But they're literally on deck on their off hours, literally laying on each other, laying their heads on each other's stomachs, all of this stuff, while they're laying there reading or doing whatever.
It's their buds. Doing.
And it's just, it's so lovely and so innocent and so beautiful.
But they're naked and laying on each other, right?
Well, they're partially clothed, generally speaking. Sometimes they're in their underwear, you know, and there's plenty of skin.
Yeah.
All through this book, plenty of skin.
I'm going to have to look at that book.
Oh, it's incredible.
Take me back to the days of the National Geographic.
It was relatively inexpensive, so I actually am going to try to get a copy of it.
Okay.
I remember they used to, the way some kids, they were like, when I looked at the National Geographic,
because
the pictures, they were all there in a scientific context, but they were naked.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty of kids were like, ooh, boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is definitely an homage to the male body and male camaraderie.
Yeah, I like that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very lovely.
I bet you do.
I do.
It's heartwarming. I know that all those daddies out there had their bunk buddies.
Yeah,
bunk buddies. It's kind of like the Greeks, when the women wouldn't put out.
Something like that.
Their bunk buddies. Yeah.
Yeah?
You okay?
No.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Who's that?
Picking up music.
I don't know. I'm just grabbing CDs.
Oh. Because at first I thought that was Jimmy James.
It took me forever, but I finally saw Transamerica.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It is so wonderful.
Is it good?
It's so wonderful.
Wow.
It's funny and heartwarming and all. And the sun is gorgeous.
Okay, of course.
The sun is gorgeous. And it's so well done. It's so
wonderful.
And on the DVD, they have a Dolly video, too.
Oh.
Yeah, very, which is nice.
It looks like... It looks... Like Chris is gearing up for some music.
I don't know. Pick a number. 1, 2, or 3.
Oh. Do I have any of those marked?
No.
Oh, okay.
2.
Yeah.
2? 1, 2. This is... Anthony and the Johnsons.
Oh, okay. I knew. Yeah, they're a great group.
Okay,
which
well,
one are you playing?
I don't know. They didn't... Well,
it's a damn thing apart again.
It's three.
No, I did the whole thing.
Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Why not?
Why the hell not? This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and we'll come up with something interesting to talk about.
Yes.
And
we're
we'll
about to hear the product of us spinning the wheel.
And I'm freezing while I'm falling in the cold. Come on, let's go. The highest mountains, I have run, and run through the fields, only to be with you, yes, only to be with you. I have run, and you know I have fought.
monsters all go away. Mama sang a song of silver bells ringing on a Christmas day. Mama sang me a song. She sang to me and watched over till my fever went away. Of another time, next thing I knew, it was another day. Mama's voice was a good Lord's protection. Mama's voice was the thing that washed away. Mama sang me a song. Mama sang a funny song, and my sadness turned to joy. She put the music in my heart, got me singing too when I was just a boy. Mama's voice was the good Lord's protection. Mama's voice was a thing that washed away. Every worry, every fear I might be holding. Mama's voice was a love.
That was Ellis with Angel. And before that, we played David Alan Moore's Mama Sang. And Jimmy Somerville, Someday We'll Be Together Again.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Jeff Krasner, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And I started that off with Anthony and the Johnsons playing Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. The David Alan Moore's is an interesting CD. It's very, very good, but he never released it. So I have a copy of it. JD has a copy of it, and probably a half a dozen other people across the United States have copies of it. But that's about it. And I don't know why he didn't
release.
Yeah, because it's damn good.
Oh, that's Ellis. I figured what I had in the CD player. It's Pride Month, and
yes, it is.
Some places have Pride Week earlier, and one story that came out was in Boston. The Macy's had to remove their Boston Pride display because a group called Mass Resistance.
Oh, brother.
Which is formerly the Article 8 Alliance, which campaigns against anything queer, they objected to the display.
What was the display like?
Well, it's what they complain about is there are two male mannequins.
Yes.
In a window. One of the mannequins was wearing a gay pride flag wrapped around his waist like a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is just wearing, looks like, board shorts. That was it. They had two mannequins, and then there's the backdrop says, you know, Boston Pride, 2006 Pride event dates, and gives a calendar.
Oh.
You know, this is what we're doing on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bostonpride.org and the AIDS Walk website. And this group protested. They complained, and they sent emails off to Macy's, and they got removed.
Oh.
And
I can't believe Macy's caved in on something like that.
Well, they caved in, they pulled the mannequins, they left the calendar up.
Okay.
So it was a partial victory, and then it's like they said, well, we shouldn't really have done that, and they said, well, we're not going to change it back.
Okay. But they kept the calendar.
They kept the calendar portion.
Okay.
Up there. Yeah, the original display was altered as a result of miscommunication.
Yeah, whatever.
And, you know, the picture that they've got here, this is from boston.com.
Mm-hmm.
The picture they have, they actually got from Mass Resistance. The people who were protesting it, because, of course, they snapped up the picture going,
I'm sure they did.
This is what we're complaining about.
Yeah. Go complain somewhere else.
So, I mean, it's, you know... Yeah, it's a shame that something like that happens on those things.
I know. And here in Houston, we've got the pride flags on the telephone poles.
Yeah, we need to get a couple more, because some of them are looking a little...
They're light poles, I guess they are.
A little ragged.
All down, up and down Lower Montrose, or Lower Westheimer.
Where you see the flags is where we'll be walking.
Yes.
I got a couple MBB letters.
All right. From whom?
Jaime.
How you doing? I'm back.
He hopes you're doing fine. Feeling better.
Yeah.
He's doing okay. He misses you. It's not the same without you. Did you get the Get Well card? Yes, you did.
Yes.
We brought it in and showed it around to those here. It's in one of the bags.
Thank you.
That was it was a pastel watercolor on the front. It was really nice. He's looking to the return. Your waiting is over.
That's right. I'm here. I'm queer. I ain't gonna go away.
Yeah. Oh, he says Judith Reeves.
Judy.
Yeah. Just hopes she's taking care of you.
Oh, boy, did she ever. I mean, that woman spent the night with me at the hospital every night. Except for the nights I was in ICU, she couldn't.
Yeah.
But she was there because, you know, I was on morphine for most of that hospital stay because of the pain. It didn't really stop the pain. But a doctor would come in and tell me things, and I wouldn't even remember it. So it was a good thing she was there.
You didn't even remember Big Roy just barging through the door.
Yeah, Big Roy came in to visit, and I don't really even remember it.
He gets to walk in the door, and I had to hang out in the lobby.
he just kind of came up.
Yeah.
And I think...
I played by the rules.
He was going to stay for a while, and Judy convinced him that that probably isn't a good idea, and I fell asleep.
Tigger wrote, he still can't hear us. And he got a membership notice.
For what?
Renewing his membership. And if anybody knows Tigger, let him know that we've put through the process of getting that taken care of. I think it's still in the box there.
Okay.
I saw it.
Okay.
He sent in stamps. Was it last week or the week before? He sent us in some stamps, and I took and put the stamps in an envelope, wrote up a pledge for him,
mm-hmm.
and put it in the box saying this is a prisoner,
mm-hmm.
who this is how he's supporting us.
That's right.
So hopefully they will get that taken care of.
Oh, yeah, they will. They will.
So,
He's been doing it for a while now.
He has a horrible haircut.
Well...
And he's not going to give up trying to hear us.
Good. And I hope he can hear us tonight.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, he doesn't know that you were even sick.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because he's been out of the loop, so to speak, for so long. And that's a shame.
Can't somebody in there who is listening let him know?
Hopefully someone out there will. One of his buddies in there. There really wasn't much. We'll have to pull it through the voice there. I'll tell you, now, we paid tribute to soccer last week.
Oh, okay.
With the World Cup happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we played soccer practice to start off the show.
Oh.
Kind of.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Very interesting thing. And my family's soccer fan, so I've been watching the games in and out. I got to tell you, this.
Some hunky guys.
Oh, yeah. They don't help with the teasing of us. You go to FIFAWorldCup.com and
what is that again?
FIFA FIFA WorldCup.com.
Okay.
FIFA Federation Internacional Football Association.
Ah, got it.
That's the international organization. Where is that button on here? They have a section for up-and-coming young players. And I think it's something everyone... Here it is. All the profile. No, here it is. Favorite young player. And it's like... Okay, here's a picture of the one guy grabbing his wee-wee.
Whoa! Wait a minute, let me see that.
That's Mitch Rooney.
Whoa, he sure is.
Ooh, we can even enlarge his picture. Oh, Wayne Rooney, I'm sorry.
Hey, Wayne.
He's injured right now.
Oh.
He broke a bone in his foot.
And a big old wedding band on that hand.
Oh, I hope not. Well, he's not that old. Let's see. Learn more about the Gillette Best Young Player Award. He's only like 25, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a section on there, Best Young Player. And you know, we're not talking about NAMBLA age. You know, these are all... They're all... I think the youngest is 17.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. That's the one who's 17. Argentinian. Yeah. So, yeah, I see 85, 86, 85. So, there's 40 of them.
21, 20.
And 86 there. I don't remember if the U.S. has I think the U.S. has one person on the list on here.
Mm-hmm.
Scrolling down, some of the people don't have pictures on here yet. They need to get with the business. Iranian, Korean, English... Netherlands. That's the set.
Yeah, that's...
No, sorry, he's 18 now. 87. The part that scares me with this is when I used to referee soccer games.
Yeah.
You know, I remember refereeing the kindergartners, and they were born in 1983. And now I'm looking at this stuff going, oh, my God. Here's someone who's born in 88.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a U.S. guy in here.
You must have really checked it out.
Well, the funny thing, I'm sitting there with the internet connection I've got now. It's like I'm watching the game. I go, oh, who's that? And then I can go over and pull down a player profile and go, oh.
No.
Because, you know, one of the things that caught me is there was a team from Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their players are very dark skinned.
Yeah.
They're Afro-Caribbean, I guess is the,
okay,
the term on there. And I'm watching there, and I go, there was this one whiter-than-white boy on that team. And I'm like,
where did he come from?
Came from England. His mother is from that country.
Oh.
Huh, I thought we had... We got some in here. You have to look at these little flags there. But it's a cute thing. Like I said, soccer is it's a beautiful game.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it all, didn't I?
No, we haven't pulled up any. There's none of those type of pictures.
No.
There's one in the...
In the fridge.
In the fridge. There's one in the bag for him.
Jimmy was making motions towards his mouth, and I was like,
yeah,
a second, on the air?
Anyway,
it's in the fridge?
Wouldn't be the first time.
If you hear him,
yeah.
There's action something. Pictures, too.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll have to remember it later. I was been a fan with soccer, and... it's an interesting thing seeing some of the stuff there, and it's beautiful watching their opening. You don't get to see it on the American stations.
Oh.
I watched the Spanish one, and you know, they have all these little German kids in soccer uniforms escorting all the players out.
Oh, really?
And they come out, and their big theme this year is ending racism.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is really bad over in Europe. With racism at soccer games.
Yeah.
I mean, with some of the African players who have come up to Europe, I mean, there is...
It's been terrible in Amsterdam.
So does Jimmy Proof.
Thank you.
They've made, hanging players in effigy,
mm-hmm.
throwing bananas at players.
Oh, God, that's tacky.
Yelling monkey.
Oh, no.
And they've actually threatened that this year that if this stuff goes on during one of the World Cup games, they'll stop the game and clear the stadium.
Good.
Good.
And in the center of the circle, at the center circle of before the game, it says, "Let's end racism." So
absolutely.
They come out with, and it comes out with, they've always had a banner of fair play, please,
mm-hmm.
for several years. It's been part of their slogan. So,
I know the Netherlands have had a problem with African-born
immigrants.
People, immigrants, yeah. Well, you know, there's some areas still controlled by the Dutch in Africa, and so those people are automatically Dutch citizens, and they come to the Netherlands and they want to change all the rules because they're very conservative. They don't like gay people.
Yeah,
right.
So there's been a real problem over there with that.
Well, about the only thing I'm seeing in here right now with the with the voices, of course, this past week the gay marriage amendment did but didn't come up for a vote.
Yeah.
It technically, you know, we keep saying it was a vote against it, and it really wasn't a vote on
what
the actual amendment. What they did is they brought it forward,
mm-hmm.
and they threw it out as a test balloon. So rather than having, they didn't have an actual vote yay or nay on it. They had a vote to invoke cloture.
To invoke what?
Cloture.
What the hell is that?
Shut up and vote.
Oh.
Yeah, in other words, no more debate, no more discussion.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Okay.
And
let's not drag this out.
And that was a vote to do that.
And they do that because in the Senate you can filibuster.
Yeah.
And so this is...
To not do that, right?
Well, no, it was a vote to invoke cloture on the amendment.
Oh, right, and yeah, and they did vote.
And so they voted, and it was 49 to 48 in favor of invoking cloture.
Yes.
Which... in theory, would extrapolate out to 49-48 right. in favor of the
exactly.
amendment.
Yes.
Which, because of being a constitutional amendment, they needed 60 votes.
Oh.
It's a two-thirds
right.
majority in
yes.
the Senate, two-thirds majority in the House.
Yes.
Actually, it should be 66, not 60.
Yeah, when you're doing an amendment, yeah. yes.
And then two-thirds of the state legislatures
wow.
have to approve it before it becomes number 28.
Yeah.
I think it's 28.
Yeah, and it's just appalling to me that we have a constitutional amendment to enact racism. Actually, that's what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, and the weird thing is this, you know, in theory, if you go to classical Republican core value,
mm-hmm.
Republicans should be opposed to a federal marriage amendment.
Why is that?
Because traditionally, with Republicans, it's all about states' rights
that's right.
and hands off by the federal government.
That's right. And marriage is controlled by the states, not the government.
Yeah. That's why, you know, you can go to Nevada and get hitched up with no testing, where here in Houston you may have to get tested. You
mm-hmm.
have a cooling off period.
Yes.
But no, if you're a star bimbo, you can go out to Las Vegas and get married for 36 hours and get it wiped
well,
off the book.
That's, yeah. that's why Arlen Specter voted, against it.
And
he also actually quoted
that's amazing.
Barry Goldwater, who was actually very gay friendly.
Yes, he was toward the end.
How the government should stay out of our yeah. boundary. But the old real Republicans, you know, that's how, yeah, that's.
That was their bread and butter.
Yeah. yeah. So Arlen Specter voted against it and invoked good old Barry.
But, you know, it's
good for him.
Yeah.
It's one of the things of seeing that, and it's, you know.
He's dying, so he doesn't have less.
Well, Barry Goldwater really softened up when his grandson came out.
Right.
Yeah.
To him. And he saw, you know, just living with his grandson and knowing his grandson, it really opened his eyes to the plight
evidently,
of GLBT people.
Evidently, Cheney's not quite that human.
No, no, nor is his daughter.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, it's the big thing. It's one of the, it's the first part, you know, next week, next week they're bringing out the flag amendment.
Mm-hmm. And what's that?
Protecting
burning flag, yeah.
Preventing him from burning the flag.
Okay.
Except where it's allowed under law. Because the law is...
Whatever.
The actual law is you're supposed to burn the flag when it becomes old and worn and torn out.
Oh.
But you burn it in a respectful manner. You fold it up into the triangle. And
put it
like
on the
cremation of a body.
And then throw it on the barbecue grill. Is that it?
A little sauce, maybe.
Okay.
But that's the actual contrived way of how you're supposed to do it.
Teriyaki. But you're not burning it on the evening news to protest something.
Yeah.
Right.
But so that's going to be the next thing. So those are the wedges that they're bringing out this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the states will bring out the wedges of gay adoption.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Yeah.
But, you know, people may have wised up a little bit. I mean, because they really do seem to be fed up with the war. They do seem to be fed up with health care. They're definitely fed up with gas prices.
And they're really fed up with Bush.
And they're fed up with Bush.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it really may not work as well this time.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, seeing the gas prices from the work I do,
it's crazy.
I blink twice and I can't understand this stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it not? It was like...
And
not
I mean
this
that,
week, but the week
that,
before, I had there was one station that was down to 267
wow.
for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the gas station next door to them had to do the same thing
right.
for the second day. And it was slammed there. And I think what it was, they were just clearing out their gas tanks because they were bringing in, my guess is they brought in
ethanol.
The new ethanol blend gas. Because there's two types of gas coming out there.
But not all cars can run on.
No, this is the E15.
Okay.
Where some of the gas...
The 85 is what...
Yeah, the 85 is what you can't, which is 85% ethanol, 15% 50% gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have... Your engines have to be specially configured to run it.
Yeah, I got lucky and came across a flex fuel car.
But the gas,
what?
Flex fuel.
Flex fuel, yeah.
I can run ethanol or gas.
Oh.
And so what they're doing now is they're having a way that you can put 15, for, you know, usually up in like 15 to 20% to help. And it's just alcohol that's derived from corn.
Mm-hmm.
And it, there's other sources. Yeah. There could be sugar cane.
Yeah, unfortunately, the United States, because of the corn lobby, we're using corn, which is less cost effective.
It could really revitalize the South because they stopped growing sugar cane.
Yeah.
In the South, it no longer was a cash crop.
Right.
They could start growing sugar cane in the South again, and it could be—it's easier to make into ethanol than corn.
Yeah, it's cheaper and it burns cleaner, because what they're saying is the ethanol 85, you actually get only 90% of the fuel efficiency that you have of regular gas, and the downside. But it costs 10% less, so it balances out basically. But you know, the Corn Growing Association, you know, now they found out, you know, you're not going to pay us to no longer grow corn. So if you're going to pay us, we have to actually grow corn, and so they're going to be using corn for American ethanol.
Yeah,
corn is not the most efficient way to make it. Yeah. It's more expensive than other ways.
What I heard is like, I forget what South American country, supposedly that's all the ethanol that they use is sugar cane.
Venezuela or some country is.
I think it was bigger because Venezuela is big in oil.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. It's not
with that.
But when we're talking about the wedge issues, you know. Gas prices hit people, middle Americans, where they live, which is usually a long way from where they work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that
especially
really
here in Houston.
Them. Mm-hmm.
And it hits them worse than just their imaginary fears.
You bet.
I mean, with where I'm living now, it's easy enough for me to do over. I've talked about, you know, maybe taking the bus to come in and do the show.
Right.
Which I'll be able to, except, you know, my trip back home rather than... You know, I leave the station, I'm back home in 40 minutes. I'm looking at I won't be back home for 2.5 hours.
Ooh.
There was a thing in the Free Press this week, Houston Free Press, and they were talking about how would everybody just get over it and build a monorail, build a rail on Richmond and connect the Galleria and the downtown area to sort of bring Houston back together. Mm-hmm. And I think that really does make sense.
Well, I'm still waiting. For out where I live, where I used to live, it would have been perfect with the Harris County rail line that they were talking about building, which was along US 290.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard boo about that lately. One thing I saw here on the floor, this is interesting. The Brokeback Mountain Phenomenon vernacular. Front page of the Houston Press, an article about Roger Clemens and the line, "Why can't we quit you?"
Ooh.
Yeah, is that something? I hear straight friends sort of saying that is a sort of ha-ha catch line fairly regularly now.
But it was an interesting thing. You know, I just happened to look down on the floor here and see this, and it's like, you know, we've now put a new vocabulary.
That's right.
It was interesting. Also, they Brokeback just picked up two more awards.
Oh, really?
MTV Music, the MTV Movie Awards, Best Performance for Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good.
And
Best Kiss
of the Year.
No kidding.
They won Best Kiss. And
I love that.
The most twisted part about it was the fact, I don't know who the girl was, who was the presenter, but it was some woman with Justin Timberlake. There's enough rumors flying around about Justin.
No, absolutely.
And so he was borderline homophobic with his comments.
Sure.
You mean two guys kissing? Bull, you know what it's like. You play tonsil hockey with some other boy band member.
Well, or
don't deny
some
it.
Some of his hip hop buddies probably. So, like,
oh yeah.
So I mean,
and all those people.
So when Jake won, and when they won for Best Kiss, and Jake came up to accept it, you know, Justin was kind of like, you know, sticking his arm out way out to shake his hand.
Oh brother!
And it's like, you know. Because there are times, like in the Best Kiss, they've either reenacted it, the scene. Mm-hmm. I remember one time they reenacted that Best Kiss, or they just did that, reenacted it with the person that was there, the presenter. So, and the part of the Best Kiss was the after they were gone for a while, apart for a while, and they were kissing at downstairs in the where the wife caught them kissing for the first time.
Yeah,
that was the scene that they showed as the nominating scene.
That was hot.
Good. It was hot. Yeah.
But, you know, another thing with some homophobic comments was The View on Friday.
Oh.
They were giving their farewell.
Star Jones is pretty well known.
It wasn't her.
No?
With the farewell to Meredith Viejo, whatever it is.
My mother watches the show, so I can't. Yeah.
I don't watch it that often, but, you know, it's one of those things that with the farewell, mm-hmm. I kind of got hooked on it there. Sure. I watched Katie Couric's farewell, too. So they ended with The View with a roast. Mm-hmm. And Mario Cantrell, who is the gay guy on the show, comes out, does different things there. One of the things I saw on there said, you know, he was the one that was booed from some of his comments, you know.
By the audience?
By the audience. Rosie O'Donnell is going to be taking over Meredith's position. So Mario came out with a joke of, you know, Rosie couldn't be here tonight because she's got today because she has a softball commitment.
Ooh, that's tacky.
Joy Behar.
Well, she did play that part in the Madonna movie.
Yeah, but
I agree. That's borderline.
Joy Behar came on and was saying about how she was, you know, trying to figure out a way to say goodbye to her, and she was thinking about, you know, who the new co-host was going to be, and just grabbed her and planted a lip lock on her.
Whoa.
To the point that, you know, afterwards, Meredith was sitting there, you know, wiping her face there, playing it up, and Meredith's family was in the audience. And Meredith actually, you could hear her on air going, "Now my daughter thinks I'm a lesbian."
Just because you had one kiss?
But it was just, you know, it was so weird. Here's a show about women, for women, all this other stuff. I never heard the word bitch used so many times.
You're kidding.
Everyone, I mean, you're not going to miss these bitches, you know. It was just
so funny.
It was just so weird. I was waiting for Barbara Walters
But the fact is that they are replacing her with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, how hardcore homophobic can they be if they're having an out lesbian?
Yeah, well, yeah, they better get over it pretty damn quick.
Time. I mean, this is like morning. This is prime time.
Yeah.
Morning viewing. That
yeah,
Rosie's
this is 10 a.m.
You know, going to have an audience, and that's a loyal audience to that show.
But,
and
you know,
not radical people that watch that show, so it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how she and Star relate. That's what I'm waiting to see.
And Hot 16.
Because, like I said, my mom watches it, so sometimes when I'm up there visiting with her, I catch it.
Is it only on at 10 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Isn't it on later?
No.
I don't know.
But, you know, I do have one special place in my heart for The View. It's because the couple of times when I've seen it,
mm-hmm.
I sit there and I go, my goodness.
Do you ever watch The View?
Not lately. Mm.
Whenever I've seen it, it's like, I can relate to it.
Yeah.
In the simple fact that it is kind of like when we do round table.
Exactly.
It's just a bunch of hens clucking, and you can't get a word in edgewise.
And they got to talk about sex every now and then.
And you get... It makes you nervous sometimes.
It's coffee talk.
Yeah.
And it's just yourself.
You know, I sit there and go, I understand it. And, you know, Meredith was kidding and saying, you know, they offered me a job where I could tell Barbara Walters to shut up.
It's like, ooh.
Of course I would join.
It's getting to be about that time, isn't it?
Ooh, yeah. Yes. And I was running late on getting this stuff queued, so.
Oops.
Oh, no, we've got time.
Okay.
It's a minute. I was just looking real strange because the number they told me, what the word it says on there doesn't match the word it says up there on the screen. But this is After Hours.
Queer Radio with Attitude.
I guess, maybe we can do the station ID now. We're within the break.
Okay.
It's listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT, Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Hey, I can't take it one breath without speeding through it.
Hey. Welcome back, Jimmy.
It's good to be back, I tell you. It's good to be back.
We love you, Jimmy.
So, thank you.
You don't have the welcome back Cotter theme. You can just cue that up. Yeah.
No, he played the bitches back for me.
Well, that does.
Oh, okay. That works, yeah.
I actually have an album that home with a takeoff version of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, not the original. It was... I bought it at a flea market that had a record store in it that had TV theme songs and was different artists performing them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was buying it because I wanted to actually hear the words again to the MASH theme song.
Oh, yes.
Because the title is so unusual.
Yes, Suicide is...
Painless.
Yeah.
I think it was written by a 14-year-old, they said.
Wow.
That's from MASH, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they didn't have it. So, it's After Hours at kpft.org, myspace.com/afterhours, KPFT, and play this.
Hi, I'm Dean.
And I'm Shelley.
Together we host the Open Journal on Hepatitis C, the third Tuesday of every month at noon on KPFT.
We're here to tell you about Women, Folk, and C, a Hep C Awareness Music Festival to benefit KPFT at Fitzgerald's, Sunday, June 11th from 3 to 8.
We will have Janet Z singing her own special bluesy country sound, April Kelly telling us stories and song, T.C. Smythe with her sometimes humorous, sometimes poignant lyrics, and the sultry sounds of Susan Gibson, who shares her life with everyone through her wonderful songwriting.
There will also be speakers on hand to share their knowledge about new developments in the fight against Hep C, and vouchers will be given out for free testing.
Don't forget, Shelley, the money raised at this music festival will benefit KPFT.
That's right, Dean. Sunday, June 11th, 3 to 8, at Fitzgerald's, White Oak at Studewood, in the Heights.
WAVES, otherwise known as the World Association for Vedic Studies, will be holding its biennial international conference at the University of Houston. This conference will focus on Vedic ideas.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.